So in the 4 years that I've lived in Knoxville, I've noticed a lot of pride, depending on what direction of town you're from. You're either a West Knoxvillian, a South Knoxvillian. Some people like to get specific down to the neighborhoods. But when it comes to downtown Knoxville specifically, it seems like everything runs sort of north and south. You have Gay Street and about three blocks to either side, down to State Street or Central, the other way to Market Square. And aside from that, there's not too much growth that happens on the eastern and western portions of downtown. Of course, Old City Smokies baseball stadium that's coming is brought a lot more attention to the east side of downtown. But West Downtown Knoxville, which I don't even think is a term, but I'm coining it today, is a part of town that doesn't get so much attention. And that could change. There are some projects that are in the works that could bring more people, more business to that area of town. And today, that's what we're going to talk about. So I'm Ryan Willis, urban life writer at Knox News, and joining me today is guest host,
growth and development editor Brenna McDermott.
And before we get started, I need to remind everyone that the Scruffy Stuff is brought to you by KnoxNews.com, where you can find everything we discuss on the show and more. Knox News relies on support from readers and listeners to provide you compelling stories from Knoxville and across East Tennessee. Subscribers get an all-access pass to all of our premium, exclusive content. And to become a subscriber, it's easy. Just visit knoxnews.com/subscribe to see our latest offer and sign up today. So I think for me, I first began thinking about West Downtown Knoxville. I'm going to have to teach myself to say that because it's not a real thing. But West Downtown Knoxville, whenever the World's Fair renovations happened at the performance lawn there at the park. And for a long time, there was a lot of issues with people that were trying to host events there with drainage. And it just kind of got messy and it was flat. And so they wanted to, you know, do some renovations to make it more appealing to have events down there. And we sort of caught the tail end of that because after these renovations came out, you know, there was still COVID going around and they were able to host some concerts over there, I think in August and September. And so we started to get to see sort of what that area could be. And it's been around forever, but I think, you know, recently there's been more of a people have reimagined what that space could be.
Definitely. I'm not a big music fan like you are, and so haven't had many reasons to go to World's Fair Park in the past for concerts or events. But it seemed like in the past year, all of a sudden, World's Fair Park became the go-to destination for any kind of group event happening in downtown Knoxville. And I don't think that's going to change. I think people have figured out you have enough space to have your event and grow it as the years right. go by. And you build brand awareness by having your event in the same place on the same weekend every single year. So I think event planners have figured out this is a great place for us to host events and people will come to World's Fair Park, which I think was a question before.
Right. And of course, COVID-19 having a lot to do with this new desire to be outside for events as opposed to indoors. But you used a word that I want to talk about, and that's destination, because I feel like everything in West Downtown Knoxville has to be a destination because there's not really a flow of people between businesses. There's not many businesses down there really to begin with. It's a lot of things that are not consumer facing or public facing, at least. You have hotels, you have the convention center, which unless you're attending a convention, there's no reason for you to be there. And then you have Hendley Street, which is just, what, four or five, depending on the turning lanes, multiple lanes of cars just, you know, flying through there, trying to get on the interstate. And so there's not much pedestrian, you know, interaction going from place to place in West Downtown Knoxville. You go somewhere and you park and you go to your event and that's it. I guess one thing that we should bring up is the University of Tennessee because, you know, with Cumberland Avenue and the renovations that they did there, I know part of the thought process behind that was to make Cumberland Avenue feel like an extension of downtown Knoxville and try to better connect the university to downtown. And honestly, I don't feel like that's happening right now. And I think that's going to be a theme through a lot of this discussion is the lack of connectivity because, you can say, you know, if you build it, they will come. But if you can't make it easy for people to come down there, then it's just not going to work. And so I'm interested sort of what your thoughts are, Brenna, about just the connectivity issues down there. And we could start with the university.
This is a really interesting college town. I've lived in a different college town, Columbia, Missouri. And in Columbia, the town and gown interact. They go, their bars are in the same areas. They maybe go to different bars, but they're all in one place in downtown Columbia. And right. So it was very interesting to move here and see they're completely different sections of downtown. And really, Cumberland, I don't think Knoxvillians consider to be downtown, but I think there's a lot of value in economically trying to figure out how do we better connect these two areas so that people who frequent downtown Knoxville and Cumberland Avenue support the other areas and vice versa and want to live down there and want to spend their money down there. And I think the 100 block of Gay Street is a great example of how a connector can help all sectors around it.
Right.
4 years ago, there was not as much happening in the 100 block. There weren't as many people. Well, there's going to be a lot of more residential in that area in the next few years. So the population's growing, but there's better restaurants and bars in that block. The business owners there have formed a business association, and so they work to promote their block a lot better. And I think that's helped Jackson Ave grow, and I think it's helped Gay Street grow too. So the more we can do to make it one big happy family, so to speak, I think the better it is for our community. The question is, what would be a good connector of those two things?
Right. And I think they've tried to do a little bit of that. If you think about coming from the university into downtown, with simple things. One, they have that staircase that's painted, right? So they're making it more attractive to come down there. They have, I think, like a little water feature at the outskirts of World's Fair Park. They have an LED sign that announces all the events and things that are going on downtown. But I don't think that's enough. I mean, I think you can have something pretty, but, you know, people that are coming from the university, you know, they're not coming for a staircase. You know, there needs to be something that sort of connects a little bit more, and that has to be some sort of business. But the problem is I think a lot of it has to do maybe with just the geography of the area. It's weird the way World's Fair Park sits. I mean, the Sun Sphere is really tall, but you have to remember that it's also like below ground. And you can see that if you're coming, you know, towards Fort Sanders from downtown and you cross Clinch there at the bridge, you know, there's just not, you couldn't really build anything there. It's a big drop down to World's Fair Park. And so, yeah, I just feel like the part of the problem has to be, I think by now you would have seen some businesses come in there if it was possible, but you have hills, you have, you know, drop offs, you have things that are on different levels. And I'm trying to think about where businesses could even go if you were trying to build some sort of, you know, connector community in between downtown and the university.
Well, I think you hit on something important, Ryan, which is what are the essential things you need to make something a neighborhood instead of just like land? And something that this area is missing is food and drink. If you're going to go commit to being in an area for a few hours, you know, maybe you hit the Knoxville Museum of Art, maybe you're going to lay out a blanket on World's Fair Park. You also want to know there's food and drink that's going to be immediately in my vicinity. And one of those solutions is coming. It's something you're going to be reporting on in the next few weeks. The renovation of the Holiday Inn into the Marriott is almost complete. And it sounds like there's going to be some cool food and drink options happening there. So I think that's going to help draw people to that area.
Right. And where those food and drink options are going to be, is that where it's going to be opening up onto World's Fair Park as well?
Yes.
Yeah. And so, I mean, just being in World's Fair Park and seeing people dining and drinking and having a good time, I think that's enough to liven up the area a little bit. And I think we are going to see more people spending time in World's Fair Park because there's going to hopefully be more events down there, it sounds like. So you're starting to see how these things can work together. You have more events at World's Fair Park. You have some food and drink concept come in. You know, people notice both, you know, whether you're eating and drinking, you notice the event. If you're going to the event, you notice the eating and drinking. And then so it all starts to, you know, begin to form a community. And I think there's one big thing that's coming in that I think can even take that to the next level. And that's going to be the Supreme Court site on the other side of Henley from World's Fair Park. You know, we talked about there being a lot of hotels in that area, which are great, but you have to think about the locals too, because the locals are who are here, you know, almost every day of the year and are spending their time eating and drinking and you know, going to downtown businesses. And so really you need people in an area before, you know, you can take that gamble and open up some business like the ones that we're talking about. And so with the Supreme Court site being renovated, part of it is going to be a hotel. But part of it's going to be apartments, and I think some room for retail as well on the ground level. So that's going to be, I think, a game changer when you have actual people that are going to be living there, spending 7 days a week in an area, potentially with retail, commercial space on the ground level. And just what it sounds like to me, it's going to be, you know, a well done building, a rooftop bar. It's going to be very visible. And so, I think that more than a staircase or more than a water feature, it's enough to pull people down into downtown, because that's something you can actually use. It's something the public can, you know, take advantage of, going to that rooftop bar. And we love our rooftop bars in Knoxville. And I think it's the ones that have come to the other hotels, and as well as the ones that are on Market Square, have proven that that's an area that where people like to spend time. And so I'm excited to see about what that could possibly do for just sort of changing the way we think about West Downtown Knoxville.
Yeah, I could easily see, you know, a coffee shop going in on the first floor of Church and Henley, the apartments going in there. Maybe some a little market for people who are over at the convention center and need to stop and grab a sandwich somewhere. There's quite a few hotels there, so maybe there's even like dry cleaning or some kind of service. I think you'll see those commercial spaces fill up pretty quickly once that apartment building is up and running. And developers follow development. And so once that project, which is a Rick Dover project, is completed, I think you'll see developers snatch up some more buildings around there for redevelopment. I think there's a lot of opportunity to have more residential in the west downtown and southwest downtown area. We've got the Overlook, which is a small residential development that wrapped up maybe last year. You've reported on Tea at the Riverfront, which is a very ambitious project we don't know a lot about, but we know it's still planning to happen.
Last I checked, yeah, it's a plan in progress. So
I envision this area as like a quiet residential neighborhood mixed in with obviously the city and office buildings. But I think that's where I would want to live downtown.
No, yeah, it's a really cool area. And it's, you mentioned Southwest. I mean, you have waterfront opportunities too. Going back to the food part of the conversation, I mean, when you think about restaurants that are in like true West Downtown Knoxville, like it's a real thing, West Downtown Knoxville proper. I mean, you have places like Chesapeake's. And I would even go as far to say, I mean, Calhoun's on the River, that's almost Southwest, kind of. But both of those places, I feel like, are destinations. They're, again, places, they both have parking lots. They're places where people are driving to and leaving, which there's a place for that in a downtown area. But it's not part of sort of the way people navigate downtown when they move from business to business. It's not part of, I think, people that live downtown or spend a lot of time downtown. I don't think that's built into their routine the same way that, you know, some other downtown businesses that are in a more populated area and surrounded by other restaurants and other places that you can get a drink, you know.
Well, you bring up an interesting point with Chesapeake's and Calhoun's. They're some of the more brand name restaurants in Knoxville, but from a visibility standpoint, they're almost invisible in right. Downtown Knoxville, which yeah. is sort of interesting. And so the more we can bring people to the west and southwest parts of downtown Knoxville, I think the more connected those would feel. If you were visiting downtown Knoxville, you would have no idea either of those things existed, unless you were going to a Vols game.
Right.
You'd drive by Calhoun's.
I want to go back and talk a little bit about just the connectivity issue, because we talked about the university to downtown and how there seems like there's a lack of connectivity there. I think one thing that could possibly just make it feel like more of a connector, and there is a sign now, but it's almost invisible, but some sort of like gateway, sort of welcome to downtown Knoxville, beyond just a painted staircase, something that really, you know, makes people want to come in. I don't know exactly what that would look like, But I feel like that would be extremely beneficial. And the other way around, too, if you're coming from downtown Knoxville to the university, just to make it seem like it's, you know, a sign designating another neighborhood of downtown rather than, you know, a totally new area. I don't know exactly how you would do that. But there's a lot of areas, I think, where connectivity could help out a lot. You think about the Knoxville Museum of Art and how it's on in West Downtown Knoxville. But it's another one of those things, and unless, you know, especially if you're a visitor and you're staying in one of those hotels, maybe the person that's working the front desk will tell you, hey, there's a museum around the corner. But other than that, I mean, you probably wouldn't know how close that is to, you know, World's Fair Park and all that, unless, you know, you are an avid museum goer, you spend a lot of time there. But there could be some sort of connector there. I think the Knoxville Museum of Art has potential to be a bigger draw for people if people could actually access it and not just drive and park, but pedestrian access. I think that's the big thing.
I think you hit on something there, Ryan, which is Clinch Avenue and then the pedestrian bridge over Henley Street are not super welcoming, even not to people who live here. I always feel like this is kind of a...
Yeah, the lights are burnt out half the time on the bridge, and it's just like a big, ugly steel tube that you walk through. It's not the most enticing.
You almost feel like you're not supposed to be on it.
I never thought about that, but maybe, yeah.
Like it's for students, or like it's leading to a campus building or something. There's just something
right,
about it that
saying.
Doesn't feel inviting to, hey, cross Henley safely,
yeah.
Tourist.
And there's nothing that says, like, I mean, especially as many people who aren't familiar with the area, there's nothing that says, there probably is a small sign somewhere, but nothing says downtown this way, shops this way,
right.
You know.
Or vice versa, World's Fair Park this way,
right.
from downtown. I think we could do a lot better letting tourists and people who live here, reminding them where things are.
Yeah, and that area of town is so important for it because the tourists, they're staying over there. There's, you know, so many hotels in that area. Another thing, and this is just... I'm not a city planner, but I think something that would help. We talk about Henley Street, and Calvin has talked before about how much he hates Henley Street, and it's just an interstate running through downtown, which in a way it is. You access the interstate from Henley, but it's not pedestrian. I mean, it's multiple lanes. You feel like you're playing Frogger when you're crossing over there. What about a brick crosswalk, a brick intersection? I feel like just something to make it feel more pedestrian friendly. I don't know. You have those in downtown Knoxville on Gay Street where it just makes you feel more comfortable crossing the street. Something about bricks. It feels like you're supposed to walk on them. I know that sounds silly, but it just feels like it does feel like an interstate, and it looks like an interstate coming through the middle of downtown. I feel like it could just be a little bit more attractive to pedestrians and not so scary because it feels scary.
I like where your head's at, but Henley is not pedestrian friendly, so I don't want to lay down bricks and make it seem like you should cross here because,
well,
you shouldn't.
Put the timer on a little bit longer and then let people cross.
I've been on the podcast before talking about murals, and murals are not a solution for everything, but I do think if you could cheaply beautify buildings along Henley and in that area with some murals by local artists, you're beautifying things, you're making it feel more social and touristy. I think that could go a long way in solving some of these problems.
I agree. And there's a lot of parking over in that area too, which I feel like it's hard to make a parking structure look good. Like if you slap something up on the side of Locust Street Garage, I don't know if you've seen what the Tennessean has done. I don't think it's always been there, but they've done like a mural piece, like wherever you like drive up and check in, there's like some bright colors going on there, and it looks great. Marriott that's going up with that black exterior, that's different. That looks good.
It looks really sharp, to use the sharp that was done. I just felt like a grandma saying that looks sharp. I think the black exterior looks really sharp, and it's just something different. It's catching your eye if you live in downtown Knoxville. So I think that's really going to elevate that area. And speaking of the Marriott, there's going to be a lot of hotel development and announcements coming in the next year. And we've got projects in various stages of progress. And I think that's something we're probably going to talk about more
for sure
on the podcast. Do we have enough hotels? Do we have too many? I we've reported on this over the years, but downtown Knoxville is very different than it was even 2 years ago. So with the stadium coming on and Knoxville becoming more of a destination, can we fill these hotel rooms? And there's going to be a lot of really cool boutique projects coming up in the next few years. I just wonder, are we going to be too hotel heavy? So I'm sure we'll debate that soon.
When you think about restaurants that are in sort of West Downtown Knoxville right now, which would be Koyo, Yassine's, French Market Crêperie, those restaurants at the current moment feel like they're kind of far away from the center of downtown. They feel like they're on the outskirts because in a way they are. I mean, beyond Market Square and beyond Gay Street to the west, there's not too much going on until you get to World's Fair Park and the Convention Center, which again, it's not really places for locals because you're not staying in a hotel. You're maybe going to a convention or some sort of event. But once that Supreme Court building gets online and people start living there and staying there, I feel like now you have French Market Crêperie and Koyo and Yassine's are between these two major parts of downtown. You're going to have the Supreme Court building and Gay Street. And so they don't feel like they're on the outskirts anymore. They feel like they're, you know, around things that are happening. They're near this new development. It's going to be, you know, with a rooftop bar over there at the Supreme Court site, I imagine it's going to be a hot spot once they open. And so I think that's going to have the potential to make just that area of town feel more lively. And again, commercial follows residential. If there's people that are living there, I think it's going to be more enticing for people to maybe set up shop in some of those empty spaces that are around French Market Crêperie and those other restaurants that I mentioned.
I think right now it just feels like all the development, excitement, and money is going around the stadium. I think in the next year we're going to hear about dozens of projects, whether it's just rehabbing a building into residential or more commercial, maybe more office space around there. That's where we're going to hear the bulk of the deals in the next year. But I think looking 18 months, 2 years ahead, I think we're going to hear about a lot more projects happening in this sector of downtown, whether it's just refurbishing old buildings or bringing more commercial. But I think it's going to be a little while before we get to that point.
I agree. That does it for the podcast today. Thanks to everyone for tuning in. And as always, if you do not follow the podcast, click that like or subscribe button on whatever platform you listen on to get a notification every time a new episode drops, or just come back on Mondays. And if you want to keep up with us in the meantime, the best way to do that for me is on Instagram at Knox Scruff.
And if you want to keep up with what's going on in and around downtown Knoxville, you can join the Urban Knoxville Facebook group or subscribe to our free weekly newsletter. KnoxNews.com/newsletters is where you sign up.
And this episode of The Scruffy Stuff, as always, has been presented by KnoxNews.com. I said it at the top of the show, but it's worth saying again. KnoxNews.com/subscribe is a place where you can see all of our latest offers and sign up to support local journalism and get unlimited access to everything we talk about here on the show and more.
Ryan, are you going to trademark West Downtown Knoxville?
It doesn't quite have the same ring to it as a so-no or a no-no, but I think it's got potential. So
how about WDK?
All right, that's it for the show. We'll see you later.